So WGN Morning News, the superstation out of Chicago. I mean, that's how it used to be labeled when it was on every cable carrier across the country, along with TBS out of Atlanta. But those days are kind of over now because whatever. But WGN, still a big morning news program in the third largest city in America. Once in a while, they'll have comedians in. This is something where the wheels fell off a bit.
I went on a date this week, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah, and the guy said I look like JonBenet Ramsey.
Is that wrong?
If she were still alive. I was like...
If she were still alive. Okay. Yeah.
I don't know. I need to learn her name because her delivery and her timing is hilarious.
I was like, you look like the killer if they'd found him. And we had a fun night of role-playing. So...
Boy, what an awkward setup this is, too, because normally it's...
We had a fun night of role-playing.
Normally they have the comedian on, not sitting at, like, the main news desk. Mm-hmm. It's always in that, the show that's after the show.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, the two soft chairs. And
yeah, like, what's going on in your neighborhood type show? But no, they got her right there at the desk.
What are you even doing with that?
I think I'll see him again.
What? Hey, you have something to talk about, right?
Holy God, am I thinking of it?
Killed the guy. The guy's dead. Yeah. Like, he's dead now.
Did you hear the noise that he made?
Oh, yeah. It was like his death knell.
That's comedian Erica Rhodes, by the way.
Hey, you have something to talk about, right?
Was that him?
Yeah.
All right.
Holy God, am I thinking of it?
It's tough out there. It's tough out there, right?
I thought he was charming, you know?
So are you... Get it. Dan, give him a minute.
I love that so much.
That is great.
Yeah, they killed that guy.
Oh, my gosh.
It's over for him.
What a compliment. You look like a dead kid. What? And her delivery in response, you look like the killer if they would ever caught him.
Maitland, anyone ever say that to you?
That I look like JonBenet Ramsey?
No, just Jack Nicholson and
yeah,
Billy Joel and his addiction phase.
It just seemed like a compliment you might catch by accident.
Yeah.
Billy does.
Minding your own business.
Were you ever a pageant kid, Maitland?
Okay.
That is
such
wondering.
A weird question. Yeah. Tommy, were you?
A pageant kid?
Yeah.
Yeah, remember I won the little prince contest when I was 5?
Yeah, that's right.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, we talked about this.
Yeah, he told us about this.
I have a trophy.
Yeah.
You want to see it?
Were you like the Borculo Little Prince or something?
Borculo.
Prince of Burnips.
I was Hopkins Little Prince.
Hopkins Little Prince.
No, what did you call it?
Yeah.
I don't know why that got me really good. Yeah, I got a. Me and Sammy both won because they wouldn't because we're twins and they didn't want to just pick one winner, so they picked both of us.
Oh well, and that works out in case one of you dies.
Yeah, there's no revolts here too.
So when you won, that was like, you know how like they usually send pageant kids out to do like different community events or whatever. Did you go to the rural areas and try to sell them on zip codes?
Yeah, but it gets really hard because they're so long. Couldn't remember them all.
That's a lot.
So we ended up just shucking corn.
What were your duties as the prince? Well,
I do. What you just brought up, Hot Wings, not zip codes, but when area codes came about where people had to start using them. I remember when that happened. And how people were like, that ain't never going to happen in my small town. And I was like, the hell are you talking about?
Now, for those, because me and Kelly might be the only ones who grew up where you only had to dial 7 numbers.
Yeah.
Oh, no, we definitely did until like
did?
A certain time. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. I mean, it was like late 90s, I think.
Yeah. That's where I was.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Ours was. Anything else was long distance. And then you had to dial the area.
I do remember some of the locals were like, I ain't dialing the area code. Okay.
Like what?
Well, then I guess you won't talk on the phone.
Yeah. What a weird stand to take.
Right? And then I remember being in, because it happened when I was in New Brockton, Alabama. So there were a bunch of, you know, curmudgeons there. And then when I was in Georgia, as I started to memorize new friends' phone numbers, and they'd be like, yeah, well, 706 is our area code, but it goes all the way to Rome, Georgia. Did you know that? And I was like, why the hell would I know that? Right. Why do you care so much about the fact that this area code extends all the way up to northern Georgia?
Very proud.
Why is that a thing?
I'm proud of my 3 digits. Yeah.
our area code changed when I was a kid. We were a 609 and then changed us to an 856. Blew my mind.
Oh,
dude, I'm right there with you, man. We were 313. And then the Detroit area got too big, and then we were 810. Whoa. And then it changed again to 248.
Oh, the 248.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
No. Yeah. The 313's the OG.
Yeah, I know, man. It is.
You know. Got nothing on the 517.
I grew up 517.
Yeah, you did.
But now we got shuttled to 989.
Like yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
And then at some point, you kicked the UP out.
Yep.
See, there's that weird pride in area codes. So strange.
It is.
Back home in Atlanta, if you got the 404, people are like, oh, you're OG. And then when I would say 706, you're from Rome? No, Augusta. And they'd be like, oh, Disgusta. I'm like, stop it. Yeah. Nobody cares that much. Like, stop it.
Yeah.
I didn't choose this.
So that comedian Erica Rhodes on WGN saying, you look like JonBenet Ramsey and all that jazz, reminded us of our favorite morning news appearance by a comedian, at least in recent memory, and that would be the one and only Mark Normand when he went on Good Morning Cleveland.
And this is probably 10 or 12 years old at this point.
I would think at least 7 or 8. Yeah. I think the first time we saw it, Justin was the one playing it.
Welcome back here to New Day Cleveland. It is time for a little bit of a laugh. We need comedian Mark Normand in our lives. So be
and by
here
the
at
way,
hilarity.
Whereas the, sorry to interrupt. The previous one was set at the news desk. This is on the Happy Show, where normally, like, hey, we're talking to a dentist who whitens teeth today.
Yeah.
Or don't forget, this is where you can get your own wicker.
This is how to choose news. How to choose the best wall color for your room.
And in our lives. So be here at Hilarities this weekend. So welcome here into the studio. It's good to have you
here.
Hey,
good to be here. It's a pleasure.
Oh, yeah.
Pleasure. I'm a little hungover, a little gay, but just glad to be here with you, sister.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. I'm very happy to be here with you, too.
All right. Sorry, just hiding my erection. But,
he's got his leg crossed.
I know, just love Slimans.
Remember we asked Bert Kreischer, we go, is Mark Normand like that all the time? And he goes, yeah, he's autistic.
I know you just left Slimans.
Yeah, I had Slimans, so I'm really going to be on the toilet later. But, boy, best corned beef in the Midwest, if you ask me.
It's delicious. It's the size of your head.
Yeah, and I ate way too much. But at least everybody there was very attractive.
That's good.
No, I'm kidding. But, Good grub there. Oof, still hurting.
Yeah, I bet you are.
I've been farting it up in the green room, and I think I scared.
And that's why the door was shut to our little smaller green room.
Exactly.
You were just trying to be polite.
We call it hot boxing. Really soaking it all in, because the smell of your own farts, for some reason, is enjoyable. If you farted, it'd be weird. But if I fart, I enjoy it. I don't know why.
Is that a guy thing?
Maybe.
Because I feel like you'd hear a guy. No woman would ever say something like that.
No. You guys are more of maybe a queefing.
Oh, my gosh. But,
she goes, oh, my gosh. She's like, I wish I hadn't said anything.
It's just slowly getting worse.
Is that clean?
We're 10 a.m. TV. I mean, you know.
Oh, sorry. 10 a.m. You know, you've up. You had your coffee, your meth, or who knows what. So we're all adults here.
So you live in New York City now, but you're from New Orleans.
Yeah. Wow. Well done. You read my Grindr bio.
Looking you up. Yes.
Yeah.
And I know that we're talking about. We were talking about Cleveland sports here, but I know for you guys and your Saints, that was difficult. I'm sorry to bring that up, but I know that was tough.
Brutal. We really thought we had it. You know, New Orleans, all we do is drink and go to strip clubs, so we really needed this win, you know, but no dice. Right there.
So close.
Yeah.
There's always next year, right?
Yes, but we get one of these every, you know, century, and that was our shot. Drew Brees, you blew it.
So, but you live in New York now, though. So, living in New York City, and is it true that did you just recently move in with a lovely lady?
I bought a place. I moved in with a lady, and Alexa.
Alexa is your lady.
She keeps track of everything, and she gets mad when I talk to Siri. Bought my place.
It's so awkward.
It's so awkward.
So I own a piece of the Rock. in Manhattan. It's the only thing my parents have been proud of that I've done. I've done The Tonight Show, Conan, Colbert, Comedy Central. But when I bought my apartment, that's when they actually started answering my phone calls. But hey, that's why I'm a comedian, because I got to get love somewhere.
Just touch
sorry, is that me too? All right.
I can handle it. So, but for you, being, I mean, you're young. So getting into this business
Don't crack. Is that what he said?
Yeah.
The whitest guy I've ever seen.
And,
I'm 35, not that young. But, you know, not on the Viagra yet. Or am I? Who knows? I like to snort it. Kicks in quicker.
Oh boy, I think that's my cue to just wrap
this
up.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah, Mark Norman's going to be at Hilarities tonight. You're there through Saturday?
Yes, please.
Okay, so he's there through Saturday. If you have a sense of humor like this, you want to get down and you want to enjoy some more comedy from him, go see him. The food's great.
Yeah, food is good. It's a great club. Pickwick and Frolic.
You got it, buddy.
I think is the name.
And, yes.
Yeah, it's right on that weird strip, but if you go past that, you're going to get killed.
Yeah, you'll be
him and his podcast partner, Sam Morrill, somebody writes in and said that their whole goal when they go on TV is to make it awkward.
Oh, yeah.
And they're great at it.
So good.
You guys are more queefing. Is that right?
I just like the little tired, little gay.
Just trying to hide my erection.
I do like his stand-up's fun. He has no sacred cows, that's for sure.